This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day gets even trashier. Slate's Sarah Dickerman on the quest for the perfect waste receptacle. First, though, this is a big week at the U.S. Supreme Court. Yesterday, the justices heard oral arguments in one of the most important privacy cases of the year. Tomorrow, they'll hear from both sides in the Pledge of Allegiance case. This is one of the most eagerly anticipated of the term. Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick has been covering both cases. She joins us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Alex.
So this case yesterday, this involves a man named Dudley Heibel. He's a Nevada cowboy and rancher. He was arrested because he wouldn't show his ID to a police officer. We did this story yesterday on Day to Day. Here's a clip from an interview I had with him a couple of weeks ago.
When all this was happening, were you really thinking about your right to remain silent? I mean, that's kind of... This has turned into a big constitutional argument. Was that kind of thing going through your head?
The right to remain silent certainly went through my head. That it would ever become this big constitutional argument, I certainly didn't realize that could ever happen. I felt I wanted to stand up for my rights, and that's what I was doing.
Dahlia, that's Dudley Heibel. His case is considered really important in this conflict between privacy rights and the need for police to do their jobs. Just explain, would you?
Sure. The Fourth Amendment says the police can't stop and search you unless they have probable cause to believe that you're committing a crime. There's a little wrinkle there, which is a 1968 case called Terry versus Ohio that says, well, police can sort of kind of stop you and even pat you down a little if you're doing something that makes them suspicious that you might be committing a crime. They're not allowed traditionally to demand your name. They can't ask you to testify against yourself. But there's a Nevada law that says, well, they can demand your name and they can jail you if you refuse to give it. That's the law under which Heibel was arrested. And what the Supreme Court was trying to determine yesterday is whether it's in fact unconstitutional as part of a so-called Terry stop to demand that someone either produce ID or give their name.
And when the justices were questioning Mr. Heibel's lawyer and the prosecutors who brought the case against him, what were they interested in?
Well, the case is a little bit of a mess. It's being challenged both on Fourth Amendment grounds, that is, whether you can be searched unreasonably, and also on Fifth Amendment grounds, as you alluded to in the clip, whether you have this right to remain silent. And the court was sort of pinging back and forth between those two claims. They all seem to agree, Alex, that the Fifth Amendment question was the harder one, but many of the justices also seem to feel that there isn't anything all that incriminating about being forced to reveal your name to the police, unless, to quote Justice Stephen Breyer, your name is, quote, Killer McGee.
Well, it wasn't. His name is Dudley Heibel, and I guess what? It'll be a couple of months before we hear back on that one. What about this Pledge of Allegiance case? This has gotten an awful lot of attention. Preview that for us, can you?
Sure. I mean, the question before the court is a fairly simple one. It's whether the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance violates the sort of prohibition on intermingling church and state, making kids in public schools essentially pray to God. Does that somehow violate the constitutional right to be free of that? There's a sort of simmering dispute underneath the pledge case that is getting a lot of attention now. There's some question about whether Michael Newdow, who is the atheist who actually brought this case to the Ninth Circuit and now will be arguing it to the Supreme Court, had custody of his daughter when he initially challenged the pledge. That is to say, he may not have had the right or have had legal standing to object to his daughter saying the pledge, because it's not at all clear what his custodial situation was. And so there is now this sort of sneaking suspicion that if the Supreme Court wants to make this case go away, if they don't want to address the sort of thorny church-state questions, they may be able to just sort of sweep it under the rug and say, plaintiff never had the right to be here in the first place.
Is that the kind of thing that they do?
Well, I mean, the courts really are under an obligation to decide things on the narrowest grounds. They're on the under an obligation to decide, you know, cases that are timely, that are ripe, where the parties have standing. So, yes, I mean, I think that they would feel in some sense that they can say, look, you know, this is just not ours to review right now. On the other hand, this is a question that has been simmering for decades in this country, and people want it resolved. And certainly the Ninth Circuit opinion, which is now controlling in this case, says it's unconstitutional to make kids say God in school. So it does need resolution. And at the same time, the court really, I think, sometimes likes to duck hard cases.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and comments here on Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good day.
This is Day to Day from NPR.